Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello to your beautiful knee nebula. It's Crystal Rosas back with another episode of Crystal's Nightcap. Tonight, my besties were in town. My bestie Susie and Randy. So we turned the heck up. We almost got into a bar fight. We had a conversation with Jared Leto. Yes, I'm talking all about that right now.
Sit back, relax. It's Crystal's Nightcap.
Happy Monday. Thank you for being here. I know it's an adjustment going from nightly podcasts to weekly ones, but I really appreciate you for rocking with me. And from the feedback I'm getting, you guys are really liking the weekly podcasts anyway. So thank you so much. I'm Crystal Rosas. If you haven't followed me anywhere, do so. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, at La Crystal Rosas, TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. My website is lacrystalrosas.com. You can click on the shop tab to see my little boutique. Thanks to everyone who's been supporting. I really appreciate you. I'm live on the radio Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. in New York City on Z100 with Maxwell for the afternoons. And if you're not in New York City, don't worry. You can listen on a free iHeartRadio app. And California time, that is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. A ver qué más. Yeah, check out my weekly vlogs. Those are on YouTube, as I said. And hope you had a great week and great weekend. It is Monday now. So, you know, we either had a good week or we had a bad week. Don't worry. We're going to make this week even better. How are you mentally? I hope you're taking care of yourself. I hope you take a day or two of the week to do something that you like. And I hope that you are self-caring. I hope you're taking a nice bubble bath. If you don't have one, don't worry. Remember, I didn't have a bubble bath either, and I would go to my brother's house and use his, even though it was crusty and dusty, and every time I used it, I had to clean it before because it was so nasty. But yeah, give yourself like one bubble bath a week, okay? You deserve it. And get outside. Make sure you're getting fresh air. Plan a date with a girlfriend you haven't seen in a while. Hit up your best friend from middle school that you haven't talked to in a long time. Tell her you just thought of her and you miss her or him. But yeah, I'm doing really, really well. You guys saw on my Instagrams that my besties were in town. So we're going to get into all that in Crystal's Cave. This is a segment where I talk about me, my life, my day, and pretty much that's all we've been doing recently. So we're getting into it right meow.
Hello.
Who's in here?
It's so dark. Ew, what's dripping?
Did I just step on something? You're now inside Crystal's Cave.
So much happened this week. If you guys saw my Instagram story, I met my first New York City rat. Now, I have been to New York a handful of times, probably five altogether before moving here. And I was never blessed enough to meet a New York City rat, and I did. It was a really long day. It was this past Thursday. And Thursdays and Fridays, you guys know, are really tough for me because I do all my weekend shows and shifts on Thursdays and Fridays. So it's just like super packed. Thursday was like a 15-hour day. I got up around 8 or 9, got to work, had a few meetings, did my show with Maxwell. And then after that, just got right to work to do all my weekend shows because my besties were coming in Friday. And I wanted to make sure I left work when work ended so that I didn't miss out hanging out with them. So Thursday was just so, so long. Like, I didn't eat anything. Like, I was running on like 3 cups of coffee, which is terrible for you, but it is what it is. We got to do. I'm barely even talking. So I got off work around 11:30-ish, which is pretty late. And I mean, I got off at 6. Yeah, I got off like 11:30, I think around midnight. Exhausted, walking to the subway. End up getting on the wrong train. End up getting on the completely wrong train. Like, imagine if you're taking BART trying to go to Pleasanton and you end up somehow going on like the Daly City direction. Or does that make sense? No, the San Francisco direction, right? Towards Embarcadero. So the good thing is it was just one stop, but it was the last stop of the train. So I asked the guy on the train with me, I was like, hey, like, when the train stops at the end, right? Because over here, the last stop is World Trade Center. So it's all the way downtown. I was like, does it just turn back around and go the opposite way? He's like, yeah, the trains just go the opposite way. I'm like, cool. So I just stayed on the train until it literally went all the way back. And then I went all the way up to Midtown where I live right now. And getting off the train, I see the subway, like, attendant, because a lot of busy train stations have attendants there. You know how, like, at certain stops on BART, they have attendants, but sometimes they're not there. They don't, like, it's very, like, wishy-washy on BART. Like, sometimes there's gonna be people there, sometimes they're not. There's not. Here on the subways, like, there's usually people on the attendants. Like, 9 out of 10 times, there's going to be someone there. And if not, they're going to be there within the next 5 minutes because they're just switching their shift. So I say hi to the subway lady, and I keep walking. As I get on the first step, a rat comes out to my right out of the little, like, drainage and just jets towards the lady. And I scream at the top of my lungs. I freak the heck out. Like, it was just happened so fast. And it was just also really disgusting. And it was late. And I was also so tired. So I just didn't even see it coming. And I've been on the prowl. Like, I've been looking for New York City rats. I think just because I haven't been on the train that late yet. We got on the train really late when we saw the Logan Paul fight. And that was last Saturday. But we didn't see any rats. And that was around midnight, too. I don't know. I guess it just kind of depends. So, and also, the Midtown subways are probably, like, the most used, I think, because it's right where Times Square is. So they're just really, really nasty there. And, yeah, I saw my first New York rat, screamed at the top of my lungs, looked back at the train lady, and she's like, a rat. She, like, mouths at me. She's like, did you just see a rat? I said, yes. And she's like, sis, get used to it. So I met my first New York City rat. That was so cute. That was fun. That was fabulous. And then, yeah, Friday, my besties were in town. Susie and her brother, Randy. Now, Susie and I go way, way back. She was like my first best friend, kind of like outside of school. When I was a freshman in high school, started as a San Leandro police explorer. I was a San Leandro police explorer because I really wanted to be a spy. I wanted to be in the CIA. And I don't know where I heard it or read it somewhere that if you want to be in the CIA, you have to be a cop first for a few years. After years, I found out that that was not true at all. But nonetheless, here's freshman Crystal in high school. I want to be a spy one day. I want to be in the CIA. So I signed up to be a police explorer with the San Leandro Police Department, which is essentially like cadets. It's like, yeah, it's pretty much police cadets, but they just name it so much more corny for us. I don't know why. We were the San Leandro Police Explorers. It gives me like, it's Russell from Up, right? Pixar's Up. I think he was like an explorer or something. Yeah, it kind of gives me that vibe. But Susie and her cousin Marilyn were the only girls in the whole police explorer squad. I think there were like 10, 12 of us total. And we were the three only girls. And me and Susie off the bat really, really got along. And we just became besties. I mean, Susie got a car at like 15. Her dad got her a car instead of a quinceañera. So we were mobbing in her car. My mom only trusted me with Susie. I could only hang out with her. I could only sleep over her house. Like, my mom never let me sleep over anyone's house. Like, I was really only allowed to sleep over, like, Susie's and my friend Allie and my god sister Izzy, who's, like, my sister. You've heard me talk about Isabella. So, Susie was my, like, outside of school friend that I was able to hang out with because her parents are Guatemalan, my parents are Mexicanos, and our parents pretty much have the exact same culture. So, my mom really trusted me around her parents and her family. So yeah, me and Susie would mob. Me and Susie went on our first like double date together, and the guys ended up standing us up. Me and Susie would made a whole fake email account from our police department squad. It was like sl.explorers@gmail.com, and we would put out fake emails to our parents so that we can go do things. Like, we would go to, like, clubs. We would go. It was just a hot mess. Like, her and I would do things hella late, go places overnight, just because we wanted a little freedom. Like, our parents were so strict. Like, you know Latino parents. Like, they are mad strict. And we could never do anything, so we had to lie our way into freedom, which was great. We never got into any serious trouble, so that was good. But, yeah, Susie's like my ride or die. And it's her brother Randy's birthday, so
I decorated the house super crazy. I printed out tons of pictures of Randy, and I like cut them out and put them all over our house. I decorated. You guys are going to be able to see this in my YouTube vlog. I'm going to pop that out either tonight or tomorrow. So it was just so fun that they got here, and I surprised them with like the house all decorated, and they loved it. And Friday, what did we even do Friday? I think we just relaxed because they were really tired from their flight. Yeah. I think we just relaxed on Friday because they were really, really tired from their flight. And I had a really long day like Thursday and then that Friday too. So I think we just kind of like chilled out the apartment, which was great because I'm living in such a great spot right now. And we just kind of vibed. I knocked out early and they went to do the whole Times Square thing. But they've already been to New York before, so I didn't feel like too bad that I wasn't doing that touristy thing with them. And then Saturday morning, I woke up and went to work. It was my first Saturday shift as like a solo jock on Z100. So every other Saturday I have to work, which kind of sucks, but also it's kind of cool because I get to do my own thing as well. So, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, it's my first time as a radio jock here in New York, so I think it's really important for me to just do what I have to do and hustle and keep at it. So. And Saturday, I had my first Saturday shift, and it was pretty awful. Like, not gonna lie, it was the first time that I had been working a radio board by myself in months, because this whole time that I was on Wild since like December, I was working remotely from home. So I didn't have this big board and all the buttons and all that. It was just really easy for me to do it at home. And this was the first time that I manned the board by myself, and I definitely did a few hiccups. Like, I was editing phone calls on air, like in between songs, like it made it to on air and it was very awkward. And like people were like texting me like, Crystal, I can hear you. Crystal, like turn that down. We can hear you editing the call. I'm like, oh my God. And then another time, like the phone didn't work. So I just had to run to a different studio to pick up a phone call. And it was not my best show, but that's okay. I called my boss afterwards, and she was also helping me out too. And we had like a briefing about it, and I was just, she wasn't like listening for every break, but I told her, I was like, yeah, there was definitely some hiccups. Like, I was editing calls on air, and she was like, you know what? It's okay. Like, it was your first time on the board. Now, you know, next time you have your Saturday shift, like, it's going to be way better and you're not going to make those mistakes. We're just going to keep going and we're going to learn. So that made me feel so good that, because I was so down on myself. I was like, dang, Crystal, you made it to New York. Of course you have your afternoon show, but this is your one first show to like let New York know, hey, I'm here. You know, I can do this by myself as well. And my whole radio career, like for so long, I wanted to be in the biggest market ever and to be on Z in New York. And I feel like I kind of flopped, but it is what it is. And I survived, and I am going to be way better the next time and way more comfortable the next time. I had so much support from listeners out here and new listeners at home saying like, it's okay, Crystal, you know, like it's like your first day of school. Like after summer break, like you're not going to be 100% the first day, but that's totally fine. You know, you might get lost on your way to a class. You might forget like a pen or to print out a syllabus or something, but that's okay. So it's okay. Like my first day on my own shift wasn't the best. That happens. And I, like I said, I'm going to grow and be better for my next Saturday shift. So after that, I was like, you know what? I need to just let go. I need a drink. I need to have a good time. So right when I got back to the apartment, my homies were there too. And we just started getting at it. We just started taking shots. We just started going hard. They brought me a big old bottle of like Casamigos, and it was like my like welcome to New York gift. And that was so sweet of them. They did not have to do that. And we just started going hard. It was like 3 p.m., 4 p.m. And I was like, I don't give a F. Like, we're just going to start going hard. So then we got dressed up. We got on our little cute little dresses, and we had a reservation at Catch. Again, my second time going to Catch in like 2 weeks. So we go to Catch, and that's like the Meatpacking District, Chelsea. So like it's between downtown and Midtown. I've explained before, Midtown is like the 40th, 50th, 60th streets. And like downtown is like one street to two street, three street and all that. And like the middle is kind of like the Meatpacking District, the middle top. So we went there, went to Catch. It was like an early reservation. We made it at 5:30. And then after Catch, we were just walking around, going different places. We went to this other bar called Bass Monkey. And that was the bar that I tried to get into last weekend with my cousins when they were in town. But the line was like out like two blocks away. But because we were so early, we got to get in there. We got on the rooftop. I was like talking to the bouncer. I was like, who can I talk to like help me get in here next time? It's like mad packed. So she went and brought me the manager, and I was talking to the manager, and I was like, hey, I just moved here from San Francisco. Like, I'm trying to explore the nightlife out here in New York. Like, who are the promoters? Who can I connect with so that, like, if next time I want to get in, it won't be a struggle? And she looks at me and she goes, you guys, she humbled me so much. She looked at me in the face and said, the thing about New York is that everyone here gets treated equal. And I was like, okay, enough said. Like, I am a peasant. I get it. Cool. So, yeah, you guys, everyone in New York, we're just all peasants. Like, this ain't San Francisco no more, Crystal. This ain't Kansas no more, sweetie. Dorothy, no. You're in New York City, and your 30,000 followers ain't-ish out here. You ain't cool. You ain't special. Promoters and people at bars don't want to be your friend. You're treated just like everyone else, so you're going to wait in line just like everyone else. And it is what it is. It gave me a piece of humble pie, didn't it? So, nonetheless, we had a great time at Base Monkey. We were ordering drinks after drinks after drinks. And then there were some guys next to us. And then the music was playing. And it was like 7 o'clock at this point. Sun is still out. We're acting. We're giving full midnight energy at like 7 p.m. We are super, super turnt. And the guys next to us start dancing with us. But 0 to 100, the guy dancing with me, all of a sudden starts accusing us of stealing his phone. He's like, you guys stole my phone. You guys stole my phone. Mind you, we're all really drunk. This guy's super, super drunk too. And we're like, bro, we didn't steal your phone. Like, we have our own phones. Like, why would we need your phone? Like, check around, bro. Like, call your phone. We don't know where your phone is. He starts getting mad, mad angry. And then my girl Susie goes to the bathroom, comes back. When she comes back, his friend ends up slapping her in the butt. She gets hella mad because she has a man's. And like, who are you, Serge? Like, just slapping girls in the butt. Like, what the hell is this? So at that point, she's like, let's go, let's leave. Like, the block is getting hot. We don't need none of this. So we're walking out of the bar. This guy is following us, screaming at Randy, trying to fight my best friend's brother, Randy, saying like, you stole my phone. You stole my phone. Hey, they stole my phone. So at this point, like, the bar thinks that we stole his phone. We did not steal his phone. We don't need to steal your phone. Let me just say, like, I hate people that steal phones. It is like the brokest, most just annoying thing to have your phone stolen. Like, people who are running around stealing phones, like, you need a real job. Like, get a real job, get a life. No one should be out here stealing phones. Like, you really ruin someone's week when you steal their phone. Like, if they don't have insurance, if they don't have this and that, like, then they have to cash out for a brand new phone. It sucks. All your contacts, all your photos lost. If it's not backed up to the cloud, it's so stupid. So him accusing us of stealing his phone, it's like, you're dumb, bro. Like, you are dumb. But all these people at the bar are like staring at us, so awkward. We're walking out. The guy's screaming at us as we're walking out. The bar people, like the bouncers and stuff, are like, what's going on? The guy's being super disrespectful to Randy. Mind you, Randy is gay. So this guy's out here like saying crazy slurs to Randy. And we're just like, are you freaking serious, dude? Like, Randy's getting so angry. He's about to fight this guy. Like, he is about to go full ape on this white dude. And Randy, you don't want to see Randy get mad. You don't want to see Randy go ape. So Susie's having to calm Randy down. Like, Randy, it's not worth it. Please. Like, they're probably going to call the cops on us. Like, let's just go. And it was true. Like, there was already so much ruckus everywhere. We feel like the cops were just around the corner waiting for something like this to happen. And luckily, Randy is a grown adult and was able to control himself and not get into a fight. But he easily could have. It would have been bad because there was no other guys to back him up. And like, me and Susie are going to throw hands if we have to throw hands, but it's just, we're going to get hit by these guys, and it was just going to be a hot mess. So we ended up leaving, and there was like a flower festival going on in Chelsea as well. So literally a million flowers were put up around the Chelsea area just for this weekend. It was so pretty. There was like a band, like a New Orleans type band outside. We started vibing again. We didn't let that guy ruin our party. After that, we went to another bar. This is where it gets hazy, you guys. This is where it gets a little hazy. We went to another bar. I don't remember which one. We tried to go to all the clubs, but all the clubs out here, like the poppin' clubs, if you don't have a reservation or you're getting a table, you're not getting in. So like, people are dropping thousands of dollars on these tables, and we can't get into any of the poppin' clubs. We find this like underground club, like a basement kind of club. and we're having a grand old time. We are effing ish up on the dance floor. We are killing it. And by this point, though, it's only like, it's not even probably midnight yet. Like, we started early, and we're trying to start early and early. We end up at a pizza spot, and a lot of us don't remember the pizza spot, but I don't know how Randy ends up taking videos of us at the pizza spot. The video of me at the pizza spot is atrocious. It is so embarrassing. Like, I am so far gone. My mother is going to be so mad at me when I post the vlog, but it's like a girl coming up to me telling me that she loves my dress, and then me just kind of like whipping my hair around like I'm Willow Smith with a whole pizza in my mouth. Like, I just look like a trashed mess, and it be like that sometimes when it's Randy's birthday and you guys are turning up, things get crazy. So we take a cab back to the hotel, and we get to the hotel and we meet this guy in the elevator, and he's like trying to turn up. So we invite him back to my apartment. We end up taking shots. He ends up taking us to, not the hotel, our apartment, my bad. He ends up taking us to the apartment next door, and they have a rooftop. So we go over there, and there's like eight people there, and they're all vibing, and like some of these guys are lightweight hot AF. They bring out a whole bottle for us. We're drinking, taking shots, having a good time, and they don't really want to be on the rooftop anymore. So they're like, hey, why don't we go to your apartment? So I'm like, okay. So I tell them what apartment we are at, and we just start, me and Randy and Susie just start booking it, and we ended up just ditching these guys because we were just so tired. Like, we were so tired that we ditched these guys. I knocked out, but unbeknownst to me, Susie says that the people were like at our door, like knocking on our door for like 20 minutes trying to get in while we were like, well, I was passed out and Susie was tiptoeing around trying to take a shower and like ignore these guys. She was like, I didn't want them at our place. I just wanted to go to sleep. So that was Saturday. And then Sunday, oh my gosh, Sunday was so fun. We have like a late start. Oh, not too late. We get up at like 10. We are out the door at 12. We go to this rooftop cantina. I think it's called Cantina Rooftop. It's like a 10-minute walk from where I live right now. And it's such a fun place. The food was okay. I ordered the carnitas Benedict, which does sound odd, and it was odd. I love Eggs Benedict. I usually like crab cakes Egg Benedict. But I was like, let me try the carnitas Egg Benedict. And it was like, okay. Susie got the chile rellenos, and she didn't like it. It wasn't like cooked enough. It was like the cheese inside was still kind of hard and rubbery, and like the chile también, it wasn't like roasted for long enough or like boiled for long enough. So that was okay. Randy liked his tacos de carne. He got pollo tacos, and we got some flautas de papa. Those were okay too. We got a big pineapple drink with like a firework on it for Randy and his birthday, and we kept taking shots there too. So that was really fun. It was really expensive. I picked up that tab. They picked up the catch tab, and then I picked up this tab, which was, it was more expensive there than at catch. So I mean, we got a lot more here, I guess, but for what we paid, like the food just wasn't that good, I think. But for the ambiance and the fun partying, yes, because they have like a loud DJ and it's like a good vibes and it's a really pretty rooftop. So I would go back just to get like an appetizer and maybe like a drink or two, but I wouldn't go back to like eat a full meal because the food wasn't that good. But the ambiance, 10 out of 10, okay? And the decorations, 10 out of 10. Like, it's so cute. There's so many Instagrammable places to take pictures in there. And it's, like I said, on a rooftop. So go there to get a little, get your little brunch on, a little brunch, and then go somewhere else to eat good food, okay? So then after that, we went to my apartment again, and we wanted to rent scooters. They have scooters for us to rent. So we were able to rent scooters, and it's, like, super cheap. It's, like, $10 for 12 hours. So me, Susie, Randy, and Esteban, he wanted to come along for the scooter ride. We decide that we're going to go bar hopping on our scooters. So as soon as we leave my apartment, it starts raining, like storming raining, because I told you guys it randomly rains out here in New York. But it was totally fine. Like, we loved it because it wasn't hella cold. I think it was maybe like 70 degrees. So it wasn't too bad. It rained for maybe like 30 minutes, but it was really fun. We went on like the west side of the Hudson, and we were just going down. There was like a bar there. We kept walking down. There's this new thing called City Park, and we kind of checked it out. You have to pay to get in if it's after a certain time. So we just kind of were walking around, but didn't go on the actual City Park thing. And then as we're walking down, I'm just kind of like riding along the shore. Randy comes up to me after me and a seven are like taking pictures and stuff. And he's like, I think that guy is famous. I don't know what he's from, but I think he's famous. I swear I know him. I don't know where I know him from, but I swear I know him. And he was this guy walking in like a really big blue, purple, like he looked like Willy Wonka when the girl turns into a blueberry. Like he looked like that. He was wearing a big puffy North Face jacket. And I was like, I'm going to go run up to him and ask him. So I was like, what was the guy talking to you about? And Randy says the guy was talking to us about how he saw like two people wipe out on these scooters. So to be very careful, especially on this wet tile, like it's very dangerous. So I scoot up to this guy, right? He's walking with this like short white woman. And I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And he's like, hey, be careful on those scooters, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh yeah, like my friend just said that he recognized you, like you must be like an actor or something. Do you act? And he says, yeah, something like that. Uh-huh. Anyways, I saw two people like eat-ish on these scooters. They just wiped out because of the rain and because of the tile. Like, if I were you guys, I would definitely take a break from the scooters. It's just so, so dangerous. And I was like, okay, man, like, all good. Yeah, cool. Like, thanks. Bye. And so by this time, Randy and Susie catch up to us and we all like, get at the stoplight and he's like, I swear to God, it's the Joker guy. It's the guy who played Joker in Suicide Squad. I'm like, Jared Leto? He's like, yeah, him. I'm like, dude, I don't think it's Jared Leto. Like, based off of the mask, like, the guy looked like he had a crooked nose. Like, you know how sometimes you can tell, like, under a mask if someone has a crooked nose or not? And I pulled up Jared Leto's photos. I was like, Jared Leto has a very straight nose. Like, he did have blue eyes. He was mad skinny. And he had, like, long, flowy hair. I was like, I don't think it's him, dude. I don't think it's him. I just, under the mask, I couldn't see his nose. And it looked a little, like, bumpy. He was like, no, Crystal, I swear to you, that was him. So we go onto Instagram, right? Y'all, Jared Leto is in New York right now. Not only that, he's posting all around with that big old puffy North Face jacket. So by this time, we're at a stoplight. So I'm filming on my vlog and I'm filming like Jared Leto walking behind us, like across the street. So he's kind of far. So I didn't get the conversation of us all talking to Jared Leto. Because I wasn't going to just whip out my phone and, like, start recording us and, like... And I didn't even know if that was him or not, right? But based off of his answer saying something like that when I asked him if he was an actor. And then, you know, and then based off of what he was wearing on the pier and then what he was wearing on Instagram, like, that same day and a few days prior, it was 100% Jared Leto. So freaking cool. We met and had a conversation with Jared Leto. And he was cool. Like, he was, literally just a chill, normal person. I mean, famous people, like, they're just... They're normal, regular people. So the whole time we were just like, oh my God, like that's so freaking cool. Like we met Jared Leto and I didn't see the Joker movie. Like I saw the Joaquin Miller one. I didn't see the Suicide Squad. Now I want to go back and watch him. And I don't even think that I've seen like a movie with him in it. But we do know, Randy does know that he is preparing for a role right now or like shooting a role right now where the role is very, very skinny. So that's why Jared had lost a lot of weight. But... So cool. We met Jared Leto. After that, we went to Chinatown and we went to this dumpling spot that's like really, really popular. Everyone's been telling me to go and Susie really wanted to go. It's called Joe's Shanghai. Usually it's like an hour or two wait, but I guess we got there early enough at the perfect time where I think like we got there probably around four or five and there was no wait and they just had us right away. Thank goodness. Yeah, you get the pork soup dumplings there. Fire. We got the shrimp, like the spicy meat sauce shrimp. And that's pretty much it. Like, that's all I really liked from there. They didn't have, like, honey walnut prawns. They didn't really have, like, crab rangoon or anything like that. It's more like a traditional Chinese restaurant where they don't have, like, the American Chinese entrees there. So those are the only things that I would get. We got noodles, too, and I didn't really care for the noodles. But the dumplings are to die for. Like, that's what people in New York, like, that place is known in Chinatown. It's, like, a place to go. So if you ever want to get dumplings in Chinatown, go to Joe's Shanghai. It's on, like, Bowery Street. So we did that. And then by that time, Randy's scooter was dying. His scooter was on red. All of ours were like above red, like above half. But Randy's scooter was dying. So we just walked our scooters up and down the stairs of the subway. We took the subway up to Midtown and his scooter did last from the train to our apartment. So that was a long, long day. And we were just taking shots at different bars and drinking. So it was a really heavy day for me. So fun. And I just ended up knocking out and it was like, I think it was like seven. Start early, end early. Now, around 9:30, they did text me like, hey, Crystal, let's take shots. Let's go somewhere. But I was so knocked out that I missed their text. And they ended up going and to Times Square a little more and doing that. But nonetheless, like, we got our days in. We got our turned up time in. We dang near got into a fight at the bar. We met Jared Leto. Esteban's friend right now is in Lake Tahoe. And while we were at the restaurant, Joe's Shanghai, she was sending us pictures of Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf was staying at the exact same hotel that Esteban's rich friend was at in Lake Tahoe. So that was really fun. And then we also saw videos on social media of like Shia LaBeouf at a restaurant in Lake Tahoe while this girl was singing happy birthday to her mom. And he was just in the background singing happy birthday too. So we got our little celeb moments this weekend, didn't we? So yeah, that was my week. That was my weekend. It was so, so fun. I'm so happy that Randy and Susie got to come out and stay with me. Like, they were the easiest. They were the easiest people to have over ever. And they really took care of me while I was out here. And it was just such a fun vibe and fun time and super, super memorable. So thank goodness that I had them here and that we just really turned up. We did what we had to do. It was just like a hot mess. So, yeah, I made it to work today, you guys. I made it to work all in one piece. Maxwell FaceTimed me at midnight last night. I was not awake at all. Nonetheless, I'm sure he had a good weekend, too. And now back to the work week. Until next weekend. I have next weekend off, and I'm going to try to just chill and do low-key stuff because it's been a busy few weekends for me here in New York. So, yeah, you guys. Hope you liked that episode of Crystal's Nightcap. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. Share the podcast with your friends if you're really liking it. Listen to me on Z100 Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. That's East Coast time, 11 to 2 p.m. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. West Coast time. Catch me on all socials if you haven't. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, everything. I'm at La Crystal Rosas. Check out my YouTube. I'm pumping out brand new vlogs every single week, and you're definitely going to want to watch this next one I come out. It's going to be about our weekend, and the video footage is just too much. It's so hilarious. So make sure that you're subscribed to La Crystal Rosas on YouTube. Check out my website, lacrystalrosas.com, for my little boutique. And yeah, that's that on that. I love, love, love you. And I will see you on next Monday.
Hello, it is Ryan. And we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.